fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Brig Sorber. Brig is the co-founder of 2 Men in a Truck. And if you're tuning in today for the first time, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net, because we've been talking to Brig both Monday and Tuesday this week, and he's been telling his story. Monday talked about really where did 2 Men in a Truck come from and how did it grow into such a successful business. That was very interesting, very entertaining. And then he began yesterday to talk about his own spiritual journey, because it's a big part of the unfolding of this really amazing business that's going on. And the programs are archived right there at renewalministries.net. You can listen to them on your computer, or you can download them on whatever device you use to listen to them at your convenience. Welcome back, Brig.
Peter, thank you. It's great. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for taking the time to share your story. Now, we ended yesterday. I thought it was very powerful. You're talking about you came to the point of your life where you really made a decision to jump into the deep end of the pool or whatever.
Right.
Could you start there? Just fill in, because maybe some of our friends haven't listened to the program until today. So, and then we'd like to just talk about how that deeper commitment to Christ impacted your business and your whole life. So,
well, you know, getting back to it, it was like, you know, again, I did not start out as a Christian. Married into a Catholic family, began going to church. Was consider myself a minimalist Catholic, going once a week, and in some cases dragging myself there. But then finding faith in my business, God, I think he knocks on all of our doors, and sometimes we answer him, and unfortunately some people don't. And I cracked mine open and looked out. And
yeah.
I liked what I saw, and I felt God's presence every now and then. It gave me great peace, but then it just went away. But I had a great desire to learn more, and you know, I really felt like the Holy Spirit was laying really good books on me to read. Actually overflowed me. At one time I prayed that he would slow down a bit. Strong Christian people coming into my life. And there came a time, so I started eating that stuff up. So it wasn't just on Sundays anymore. I was reading more and more and being around it more. And it came to a time, it's like, I want this feeling all the time. And that is when I talked about, there comes a time that we need to jump in and be all in and give our lives to Christ. Being a non-Christian, being a minimalist Catholic, I just don't think I would have made it. I've gotten too tired and not focused, and I just didn't like that. I know that feeling because I wasn't born in it. I wanted that. And a priest many, many years ago when I lived up in the UP told me that some really strong Christians come from people that weren't Christian, that know the mm-hmm. difference. And he's long since passed, but his words haven't. I'll never forget that. So there comes a time that you just have to jump in. And imagine yourself as a kid jumping off of the diving board for the first time, and your dad or a parent or a big brother or sister are waiting for you. And that's the feeling that you get when you give your life to Christ. You know when you hit the water, there's going to be a few seconds of chaos.
Yeah.
But then you're going to feel that arms around you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to know that you made it. And then pretty soon that you are swimming in the adventure of the pool, yeah. as opposed to, you know, with water wings on in the shallow end. What fun is that?
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're diving to the bottom of the pool and you're swimming all over. And that's kind of what it is for me. And then I wanted that sense, not just in my personal life, but in my business life. And when we become Christians, in our hearts, we become disciples too. And it's not like something I have to do it. It says it in the Bible. No, you want to share it with people that you know. And yeah, there's some people out there that might think you're a nut bar. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I know what it's like not to have it. I know what it's like to have it. And the people that I hang around, almost all of them, strong Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great adventure and great fun. And knowing that we're living for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. You said something yesterday that struck me. You said you come in the morning to your business, or the Lord's business. Basically, you come in
yeah.
and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do today in your business? 2 Men in a Truck belongs to you. Help us understand, what does that mean exactly, you know, to you? Like,
oh,
why do you put
goodness.
It in those terms?
Yeah, the freedom of that, knowing that the business is not just on my shoulders, that it truly wouldn't be there if it wasn't ordained by God. I really do. I think he used that business to reach out and to evangelize. And to go there and think that I'm working with God. He has his sleeves rolled up, and he's sitting right next to me. And so sitting in my office, and at that time, I was CEO and president of 2 Men in a Truck. What do you want to do today? And again, scrubbing our hearts so we can hear the Holy Spirit talk. The things that would come to me, the people that I would hire, there was even, I know, one atheist that gave me really good information about the business. And I kind of had to giggle to myself when they left. Yeah. It's like, I know they don't believe in God, but God will use those people to help build the business. So you have to really pray for discernment and pray that, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak with you in many different ways. And in some ways are flat out funny, but learn to listen. Mm-hmm. And so a guy like me with a geography degree from Northern Michigan University is sitting here as president and CEO of Two Men in a Truck, a multi-million dollar business. God also put really strong, hardworking people in my life too. He gave me the discernment of who to trust and who not to trust. So it's a little bit deeper than that, but in this show, yeah. I think people can understand that.
Yeah.
But I just started rolling with that, and it is God's business. And it also reminds me to stay humble. I'm not a humble guy. I'm a middle child, screaming for attention all the time. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes yeah. I'm like that in the business, and sometimes yeah. He'll humble me in that way. Yeah. And I respect that. And so I learn to be humble. I learn to pray with Jesus about this business and make sure that we make the right decisions. I think another thing that people think is like, oh, Jesus is soft, you know. I saw the picture with him with the children on his lap and the butterflies in the background, and he's holding a lamb, and I'm sure he has a very soft, warm, fuzzy business. It's like, you couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yeah.
I had to let 20 people go at one time in the business when I took over. I prayed over these things, and it's like, what came to me was amazing. Now, I didn't literally hear voices, but this thought came to me was, Brick, I got more important things for them to do. Do you think for a second that Two Men in a Truck is the end-all of all places to work? Maybe you need to check your pride a little bit, but these people here are taking shelter here, and I have other things for them to do. You have to release them. Mm. And he was right. I mean, there was a couple of them that flat out didn't need to be there, but there was yeah. some of them that just needed to move on. And several of them I'm still friends with. I was yeah. able to get them jobs. Lansing is it's a regional-sized city. It's not huge. I know the majority of players in Lansing, not all of them. I was able to place many of them and help them. I mean, they were very talented already, don't get me wrong. But I was able to open a door for them and get them jobs. I'll still have a beer with these people. You know, we still email back and forth. Yeah. So that's God working.
You know, it sounds like as you've been unfolding your story the last few days, that you made, I think, a crucial transition that pretty much everybody has to make and will make at one point or another in their life. And that is, you started building this business, you and your family, and it demanded your time, it demanded your energy, you're excited, you're passionate about it. But sometimes when we get totally invested in the thing we're building or the thing we're doing, that becomes the center of our life. And its success or failure is what determines the success
yes.
or failure of me.
Really good point.
And my identity is tied up in the whole
yes.
thing. Can you talk a little bit about that transition and the difference knowing the Lord made in that specific area?
Absolutely. And so many of us business people, oh man, we pack these suitcases and we put them on our backs and we take them home to our families because the business didn't do well. You know, now you're a frustrated driver driving home and traffic and everything else, and you get home and you're just beat up. And God will also use some of these times to sharpen us. And things aren't going right. Take a step back and pray about those things. Look at them. Businesses are very, very tough. So one thing about being a practicing Christian, practicing Catholic Christian, is knowing that I'm going to unload this baggage. I'm not going to carry it around with me. God loves me, and he's not going to love me more if the business is doing great, and he's not going to love me less if it's not doing well. Could you imagine doing that to your children? And God loves us more than that.
Right.
I think another thing that has helped me, too, is the fact that Satan is in our lives, and people don't like to admit to that. But an old business associate told me one time, tall trees catch the wind. I think it's an old Finnish saying. And that happens with businesses, but and it also happens with Christians. And tall trees catch the wind, to me, is if you are not doing anything to work in God's favor, the devil's pretty much going to leave you alone. A minimalist Catholic, he's not really going to bother because you're not going to really make a difference. As you become more of an actor of God, as your business becomes bigger, you become a tall tree. And that means competition is going to come after you if your business gets bigger. You can't keep growing your business and not have new competition and people stealing your ideas. You cannot be a really strong Christian and not have Satan turn his head and say, what's he doing? Where's he going? I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to put some things in his way or her way. We can't be afraid of that. That's why we have to stay in prayer all the time. And God protects us from that. And so what we see are, why do wealthy people, strong business people, make crazy mistakes, get involved in drugs and alcohol? Maybe it's pornography. It's maybe these things are trying to release themselves from the stress of the business. And those are things that, you know, Satan just takes on and just piles coal on that fire.
Yeah, and in a strange way, you know, Satan has got a kind of patience that, and he waits. You know, just like he tempted Jesus in the desert, and he lost that battle. And it says in Luke that he kind of pulled away to wait for another time. And he's circling, and he's trying to figure out. And the reality is, we get into something like you get into a business, you bring into that business everything that you are, your strengths and your weaknesses, right? Your wounds, your dysfunctions, all that kind of stuff is there, right?
Yeah.
And you have a talent, you're able to get some certain things accomplished, and it can easily cover some of the deeper struggles that's going on inside your life. The devil, the world can't see those, and it's easy to mask them when you're successful, but the devil knows they're there. And so he circles, and he just waits until stress points come. You know, here's a place where he's really going to start cracking. Let's just keep leading him down that path, because we want to get him to the point to be discouraged, because we want to get him to despair. And then what we want to do is basically get him to give up, give up the run.
And you have to ask yourself, why does he know that? It's because he's been around almost since the beginning of time. Yeah. He has seen people like us before over and over again, and he knows us. He is smarter and more crafty than we are, but not more than God. And so if you keep God in your life, the Holy Spirit will deflect some of those things. Does God allow some of those things into our lives? I think he does. People think, why would God make this happen to me? God did not make that happen to you. He has been protecting you since the beginning. But every now and then, he's going to allow a barb in there, because he's going to use it to make you stronger. Yeah. And so when these things happen, you do have to ask yourself, God, what can I learn from this? But remember, as your businesses grow, as you become bigger and bigger in the community, or as your faith grows, your foundation better get strong, or you will topple over so quickly.
Yeah. I think he allows those things to happen because sometimes he really does need to get our attention, because we can have a time where we really surrender and we're dependent on the Lord, and then really good things start happening, and you feel all of a sudden you take it back. You gave it to him, you start taking it back in your own hands. He said, I got the wheel from here, Lord. No problem.
Oh,
I got it covered.
Goodness.
And you just keep cruising. And he's got to keep teaching us these lessons over and over again, because he's got the end game in mind. You know?
Peter, I did that on the way here. I mean, I did that on the way here to your studio. Yeah, I mean, it's, and I catch myself. It's like, Brig, let this thing go.
Right.
You can't do anything.
Letting go is difficult. And I just want to end today's program with, Brig, don't want to miss something Brig was saying earlier, talking really about that shift when the business or the thing that I'm really living for in my life, or that I'm invested in, becomes the center of my life. When you transition into really letting it go and having Jesus become really the pearl of great price for you, when God himself is the reason you get up in the morning, God himself is your treasure and your portion, and you know you're never going to lose that relationship, everything else takes its proper place. It's secondary or tertiary. So all the things that happened, you don't have to go up and down every day with every difficulty and every crisis that may happen in the day. So I know we have more to share. I hope, friends, you can tune in tomorrow, because I think Brig has a lot to share with us. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.